A rare drone attack in Moscow has caused light damage and forced evacuations in what Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling a terrorist attack. Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
It's the first time residential buildings have been struck in the Russian capital since the war in Ukraine began. The Russian Defense Ministry says five drones were shot down and the systems of three others were jammed, causing them to veer off course. Moscow's mayor says two people have received treatment for unspecified injuries but were not hospitalized. President Putin claims it's an attempt from Kyiv to intimidate Russia and that it's a clear sign of terrorist activities. Ukraine has made no direct comment on the attack. The Kremlin, meanwhile, has pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a third assault on the city in 24 hours. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
NATO countries are in the middle of Arctic military maneuvers vowing Tuesday to defend their newest member, Finland, which is hosting its first NATO exercise since becoming the 31st member of the Western Alliance in April. The addition of Finland doubles the length of the border NATO shares with Russia, which launched a large-scale invasion of another neighbor, Ukraine, in February of last year. The exercise includes 1,000 allied forces from Britain, Norway, and neighboring Sweden, and the United States.
U.S. Army is here training to with our newest NATO ally to build that capability to help defend Finland if anything happens. That's our commitment to them.
That's U.S. Major General Gregory Anderson. Some 6,000 Finnish troops and some 1,000 vehicles are participating in the exercise, Finland's biggest modern time land force drill. This is VOA News. U.S. consumer confidence fell in May, the fourth decline in 5 months. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Americans became slightly more pessimistic about the labor market in May on top of inflation anxiety. The Consumer Confidence Index was 102.3 in May, down from 103.7 in April, according to the Conference Board, a business research group. The index measuring consumers' assessment of current business and labor market conditions deteriorated from 151.8 to 148.6 from April to May. Despite a low unemployment rate and a slight rise in consumer spending, the proportion of consumers reporting jobs are plentiful fell, and there was a notable worsening in the outlook among consumers over age 55. Consumers surveyed expect inflation to stay around the same over the next 12 months and view it as a major influence on the economy. Jennifer King, Washington.
International human rights groups are widely condemning what is likely the world's harshest anti-gay legislation, signed into law this week by Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The version of the bill signed by President Yoweri Museveni does not criminalize those who identify as LGBTQ, a key concern for rights campaigners who condemned an earlier draft of the legislation as an egregious attack on human rights. However, the new law still prescribes the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality, which is defined as cases of sexual relations involving people infected with HIV, as well as with minors and other categories of vulnerable people. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
There is a new warning from experts about artificial intelligence and its threat to humanity. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Scientists and tech industry leaders are using the word extinction in a new warning about the dangers that AI poses to humankind. They say lessening the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority, like it is with pandemics and nuclear war. The experts include Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, which developed ChatGPT, and Jeffrey Hinton, a computer scientist known as the godfather of artificial intelligence. Hundreds of other leading figures signed the statement, too. It's posted on the Center for AI Safety's website. There are more and more worries now about artificial intelligence systems outsmarting humans and running wild since the rise of chatbots like ChatGPT. I'm Rita Foley.
Fighting flared again in Sudan Tuesday despite the latest ceasefire pledges by the two warring generals that are meant to allow desperately needed aid to reach besieged civilians. Both the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces formally agreed late Monday to extend by 5 days a U.S. and Saudi-brokered humanitarian truce. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Pick and more. VOA 1.
From the breaking of the day to the middle of the night. From the breaking of the day to the middle of the night.